This is the Seabed Daily Text for Thursday, February the 1st, 2018. Awakening is personal experience plus public reality. Ezekiel 47:5. He measured off another 1,000 cubits, but now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. Consider this. There's a song from the late 1990s by Darrell Evans called Let the River Flow. It's a song about awakening. Here are some of the lyrics. Let the poor man say, I am rich in him. Let the lost man say, I am found in him. Let the river flow. Let the blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again. Let the river flow. Awakening can never be confined to a spiritual experience. If it does not move beyond private religious experience and into public reality, it is not an awakening. Awakening changes everything. Not only are people healed of all sorts of maladies, but hospitals get built. Not only are the poor lifted out of their plight, but new centers of education are established. Not only are people delivered from addiction, but drug trade diminishes. Not only do homeless people find homes, but entire new sectors of the economy open up. Mercy beyond handouts flows into the streets. True justice rings from the courthouses. Charitable contributions transform into sacrificial gifts. Let's give the prophet Isaiah the last word today. Here's how he describes a great awakening. Allow yourself to relish these words. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Isaiah 61:1-4. That's what a river of life too wide to cross looks like. The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and expand our notion of what awakening looks like in the world, that it is so much more than our experience. Give us concrete vision of what awakening would look like in our families and in the community and with those who are in need. We confess we tend to have our faith in a pretty tight, privatized box. Get us out of that box. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question. Who are the poor and the brokenhearted and the captives and those who mourn in our midst? How can we begin to bend the river to reach them? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. And just a brief personal word. We're here in Lakeland, Florida, for our first New Room gathering this spring. We'll be meeting tomorrow at a Nazarene church here in Lakeland with about 300 leaders, pastors, laypersons, clergy alike. Got our new room team down here, and I want to ask for your prayers. At the same time, I want to ask you to consider joining us for one of these gatherings. We've got four more on our calendar over the next 6 weeks. We'll be in Fayetteville, Arkansas, Huntsville, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, and Houston, Texas. And you can see the dates and places at newroom.co. Just look under gatherings. And then, of course, I really, really want to see you at our New Room National Conference this fall in Franklin, Tennessee. That'll be in September. And you can get the dates there. You'll hear a lot more about this from me in the coming weeks and months. But it's not too soon to at least hold the date in faith. So, finally, give you greetings from our dear friend and daily text co-laborer, Omar Rikabi, who is with us helping with this gathering here in Lakeland and all the others. That's enough for now. Look forward to seeing you. And, yeah. Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead.
And Christ will shine on you.
Amen.